The cat, Peter in this poem, refers to my cat, Peter, who I'm afraid died last autumn at the age of 10. And I was rather moved by this. Anybody, I imagine, who's kept a pet will have experienced a curious mixture of emotions that you have in reflecting on its death. It's possible to feel very, very intensely, and at the same time to worry about feeling intensely, because you think, well, after all, it's only a cat. I mustn't be sentimental about it. I determined that I had to write a poem on the theme of this cat's death, and I struggled a long time to get the right tone for it. Then I was reading Skelton's Philip Sparrow, about the death of a girl's pet bird, and I was very struck by the immense mixture of sort of erudition, eccentricity, and the macabre in that poem. And I tried in a miniature way to do the same thing in a poem of mine. It's a sort of gothic poem for children, I suppose, really. And it's called To a Slow Drum. It really needs to be done, I think, to an actual drum beat. But I'll do it as best I can. Solitary thoughts and burial mounds begin this dirge and mournful sounds. Now to the dead march troop in twos, the granite owls with their who was whose, the bat and the grave ewe bear on his wheels, Chuborg the pig with his hard wood heels. Gemmed with a dew of morning tears, the weeping armadillo has brought his shears. The droop-eared dog and the lion come, dipping their long waists to meet the drum. On the bare, chafing dish as each one hears, the grey lead pigs reverse their spears. Grooved in line, they show no grief. Grouped above a sere and yellow leaf, a tree's life blown through a crack in the door. Over the red-black kitchen floor, a solitary spider stalks to his place, all eight legs wet from the waist. He climbed up the drain to be here on time. Now to the slow egg timer's chime, shiny in state come things from the grime. Tiny slaters with wings and hoods, beetles from the closet under the stairs. Gashed with sorrow, each fixed eye stares. Fairbanks crawls from his winter leaves. He rubs his eyes on his prickling sleeves, rattling his plate for a sad sound. His black legs cover the chill ground at a fair speed. He creeps to a need. Now the hall resounds to the tread of toes as each one gathers and the crowd grows. Broken spirited, the bears upstairs troop to the banisters and droop their ears. The brown one squats glum cheeks in his paws. The blue one strums a melancholy string. From all feasts of fish he wove good fur. Alas, no fish stale death can deter. As the drum beats, the long cortege winds to the attic as towards the stage. Some hop and skip, some crawl or run. The sad music holds every one. crouched by the window, all weep to view Peter, poor Peter, drift up the flue. Now all together they chant his dirge, grouped by the ledge where the chimneys merge. Peter, salt Peter, fish-eating cat, feared by the blackbird, stung by the gnat, wooden spider collector, lean as a rat. Soon you shall fall to a fine gray fat. Peter, salt Peter, drift into the wind, enter the water where all have sinned. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive yours. Remember us in heaven as clean scales and furs, as we you on earth hear when any cat purrs. Peter, salt Peter, farewell and live, as we do remembering and so forgive. Over the whole world a sad pall falls, fur into fine air, bone into ash, a chill water wets every lash. Peter, salt Peter, by pleurisy slain, the pale glass weeps in its wooden pane. Come to the cat flap and slap in again. Peter, salt Peter, the bird of death, a boding raven chokes off my breath. Wrung warm tears and doleful words end this dirge and the screams of birds.